This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Ron Unfiltered on USA Radio, Newsmax TV, hour number 3. Reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea, your relentless Trump warrior, conservative capitalist evangelist. And man, I am American-born and proud of it. You can only fight a war like this in the good old US of A. I was talking a lot in the last hour about Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar. Remember, I'm a Jewish American. I'm so offended by these two. These two hateful Jew haters. Losers who represent Hamas and Hezbollah in the United States Congress. Extreme radical terrorists. CARE. Extreme radical terrorists. Just terrible. And I told you how they tweeted out a cartoon by a cartoonist who's known for showing Muslim terrorists with their feet pressed up against dead American soldiers with a missile launcher on their shoulder. And how these two had a trip planned for not Israel, it was actually named Palestine in their itinerary. Do you understand what kind of troublemakers they are? Israel isn't Israel to them, it's Palestine. They're not going to be happy till they've killed all the Jews and changed the name to Palestine. And that the trip was actually planned and coordinated by a group that is a group that loves terrorists. Loves terrorists. A group that said nice things about terrorists, that calls suicide bombing a sacrifice for the cause. We've never seen this kind of extremism in the history of the United States of America. And how about this one? This just in time. This just in. The Palestinian Authority has just banned an LGBT group from all of their activities. They banned them. Where is, at their press conference, do they address that? Does Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Omar Tlaib address the fact that the PLO has banned LGBTQ, banned members of the Palestinian lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer community from carrying out any activities in the West Bank. The ban came after the grassroots group Al Cause for Sexual and Gender Diversity in Palestinian Society engages and supports Palestinians who identify as LGBTQ. It was planning to hold a gathering for its members in Nablus, in the West Bank at the end of the month. The group operates both in the West Bank and among Arab Israelis. But see, there's no bans in Israel. You could be as gay as you want in Israel. You could be a drag queen in Israel. Just like America. You know, you don't have to like it. I don't have to like it. It's kind of disgusting. But you could be a drag queen. You could be transsexual. You could be a man who thinks he's a woman. And you don't get arrested in America. You don't get arrested in Israel. But they'll kill you in Muslim-controlled countries like the Palestinian Authority that they call Palestine, quote-unquote. Explaining the decision to ban the LGBTQ group from operating in Palestinian Authority-controlled areas, Louie Craycott, spokesman for the PA police, said such activities are harmful to the higher values and ideals of Palestinian society. Why don't we make Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib answer to that? You got to answer to that. You're such big liberals, and yet you want to support people that hate gays and are hateful to gays. Zirkot, this is the spokesman for the Palestinian Authority, said the group's activities were completely unrelated to religion and Palestinian traditions and customs, especially in the city of Nablus. And they're not just banning the group. The PA police will chase those behind the group and see to it they are brought to trial once they are arrested, Zirkot warned. He further appealed to Palestinians to report to the police about any person connected to the group. So if you're gay, they're going to hunt you down and they're going to put you in prison. Now, this has got to be causing terrible problems in the Democratic Party, right? What are they going to say about this in the Democratic Party? What will AOC and Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib say about this, who are all supporters of the BDS movement, yet in Israel, the place they want to boycott, you're allowed to be openly gay, and in Palestine, you're not allowed to be openly gay. They'll kill you, imprison you, torture you for being gay. Total silence coming from Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. Wow. Israel's a very liberal country, ironically. You could be as gay as you want to in Israel. And by the way, here's another story. I'll just get very quick, and then I'll get on to the next topic. But an Israeli advocacy group destroys Ilhan Omar's countless lies following her canceled trip. The Israeli advocacy movement has exposed all the lies. And it's a video. You got to watch the video. But it uncovers many members of Rashida Tlaib's inner circle praising terrorists and her family praising terrorists and peddling anti-Semitic lies. This is what you're dealing with. And the World Jewish Congress slams Rashida Tlaib for suggesting a boycott of Bill Maher. Because, again, in America you're supposed to have free speech, and Bill Maher is a liberal. And she wants to go against Bill Maher, a liberal. So here's what the American Jewish Congress President Ronald Lauder said. Serious questions need to be asked about Rashida Tlaib's motivation in supporting the extremist BDS movement, which is allied with terrorists and is not shy about its ultimate aim of destroying Israel. Now, Bill Maher said, am I allowed to say bull and then the S-H-I-T word? No, right? All right, so bull spit. Bill Maher said a bull spit purity test by people who want to appear woke but actually slept through history class. Because what he's trying to say is there is no Palestine, and Israel is nicer than any of the Arab countries, Muslim countries that you're supporting. Israel's the nice one, and you're going after the nice one, and you're supporting the vicious ones who murder people in the streets and blow up people's heads and rape people and drown them and set them on fire. Bill Maher says it's predicated on this notion, I think, it's very shallow thinking, that the Jews in Israel are mostly white and the Palestinians are browner, so they must be innocent and correct, and the Jews must be wrong. As if the occupation came right out of the blue, that these completely peaceful people found themselves occupied. And so Tlaib says in a tweet, maybe folks should boycott his show. I'm tired of folks discrediting a form of speech that is centered on equality and freedom. This is exactly how they tried to discredit and stop the boycott to stand up against apartheid in South Africa. It didn't work then, and it won't work now. Maybe folks should boycott his show. And the irony of Tlaib calling on people to boycott Maher's show in a tweet that attempts to portray BDS as a form of speech centered on equality and freedom was not lost on Lauder. This is the guy who's in charge of the World Jewish Congress. Was not lost on Lauder, who called Palestinian-American lawmakers to task over. Lauder said that the World Jewish Congress fully supports the constitutionally guaranteed right to free speech and has borne witness to the historic horrors associated with boycotts and the suppression of free speech. She's promoting the boycott of the only democracy in the Middle East and the one nation that fully respects human rights and guarantees freedom for Muslims, Christians, and Jews, said Lauder. Who must be the son of Estee Lauder, I guess. Lauder then pointed to Nazi Germany as an example of what happens when people are boycotted. Adolf Hitler famously boycotted Jewish-owned businesses and worked to ban those in the entertainment and media industries who were critical of the Nazi Party. After annexing Austria in 1938, this is Lauder talking, Hitler quickly targeted for censure the cabaret satirical reviews renowned for their expression of independent thought. We Jews know what boycotts can lead to. We find it concerning that a member of the U.S. Congress would lobby for BDS and so easily suggest that Maher's show should be boycotted simply because he expressed an opinion in which he disagrees. On his show, Maher, who has said in the past he's more on the side of the Israelis when it comes to the conflict with the Palestinians, quoted Omar Bargadi, the founder of BDS, as saying no rational Palestinian will ever accept a Jewish state in Palestine. So that's where that comes from, this BDS movement, Maher said, from someone who doesn't even want a Jewish state at all. Somehow this side never gets presented in the American media. It's very odd, Maher noted. Thank you, Bill Maher. We're on the same team for once, on one issue anyway. And Bernie Sanders, I think, is on my team too. Because Bernie Sanders is the dumbest SOB the world's ever known. And I don't mean son of a butcher. Bernie Sanders gave a speech in front of a union group of people. It was a town hall with union guys there. I don't know how else to describe it. And he was asked a question. Wouldn't your Medicare plan, Medicare for All, wouldn't that take away our right to bargain for our own Medicare medical benefits? You know, as a union member, and Bernie Sanders, doing the best job ever representing the Republican Party, said, yeah, absolutely it would. You know, just like AOC and Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, these people are so great for the Republican Party, for Donald Trump. At this point, as much as I love Trump, as much as I don't criticize his tweets, I think they're great. I think Trump should be quiet. I don't think you need to say anything. Just let these people hang themselves. The only time you talk is when you point out what they just said. The things they believe in are crazy. Sanders actually said, yes, absolutely it would. Sanders' sweeping Medicare plan for all would get rid of your union benefits. Do you get that? So now it's going to be all the working class, all the middle class people of America on the same side as Trump, plus all the union members on the same side as Trump. They're not stupid. Even though Sanders' Medicare for all plan is popular among far-left Democrats, labor unions hate it. They fear it could hurt American workers, particularly by eliminating their negotiated health care contracts. Harold Schlatberger, president of the International Association of Firefighters, the largest labor union opposing Medicare for All, said in a statement that the union doubts Medicare for All's ability to recognize the unique circumstances their profession requires in terms of tailored health care plans. We spent a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of years developing plans that recognize the uniqueness of our members' profession, which is firefighters, the health consequences, and the exposures related to our work. The American Federation of Labor and Congress of Industrial Organizations, also skeptical. Sanders argues union members will have better health care because Medicare for All is comprehensive. You know it's not comprehensive. You do realize every hospital in America loses money on every single Medicare patient. They lose money. And they only stay in business because the private insurance pays them 1.5 times more. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That goes. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to bring voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of Black Rifle Real Estate. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to blackriflerealestate.com. That's blackriflerealestate.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, don't forget to watch us on Newsmax TV in hour number 3. That starts in, starts at 8 o'clock Eastern, right at the dot of 8. Instead of the usual for radio, it's 6 minutes after it starts because you get news and weather and traffic and all that stuff at local stations around the country. But in that third hour, it starts at exactly 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, 7 Central. And you can find us on DirecTV and Dish Network and many cable systems all over the United States, including Comcast Xfinity, 30 million homes. We're in 70 million total homes right now. We'll be in 80 million by the end of the year. Very cool. And what's the number one show on Newsmax TV? Wayne Allen Root. We're on Unfiltered. How do I know? It's not only the number one show ratings-wise, I'm talking about just the position I'm in. I'm at 8 o'clock, the primetime show on Newsmax TV. Here are some stats about Trump's economy, by the way. This is why Trump is winning. Just a few stats about the economy. For the first time since 2009, year-over-year nominal hourly wage growth met or surpassed 3% under the Trump administration. First time since the day Obama was president in 2009. That was 8 long years, plus a couple years of Trump. So it's been a decade plus since we had hourly wage growth of 3% or higher. Over 6 million jobs created since Trump was elected. National unemployment rate at or near 50-year lows. We're seeing near record all-time low unemployment numbers for women, blacks, Hispanic Americans, and Asian Americans. The first tax reform bill in 30 years lets historic tax cuts for 90% of American families. Tax reform benefits help middle-class Americans. Over 500,000 manufacturing jobs have been created since Trump's election. According to Gallup, 53% of Americans view the economy as excellent or good, and 67% of Americans say now is a good time to find a quality job. And then a new poll is out from Zogby, who, again, I have never thought is as accurate as Rasmussen, but is probably the second best pollster. And the poll does go after likely U.S. voters. I keep telling you, every time you hear a poll that does registered voters, it means they're looking at everybody who's on the registration forms, which means absolutely nothing because they don't intend to vote. But if you look at likely voters, people that have voted in like three of the last four elections, they're probably going to vote. And we win every one of those. Trump leads every single Democrat. Did you hear just recently Fox said Trump was down by 10 to Biden, and he was down by 4 to Warren, and he was down by 3 to everyone. Sanders is beating him. Lies, lies, lies. Now here you get a pretty good poll. Zogby still I don't think is as accurate as Rasmussen, certainly wasn't in 2016. And according to Zogby Analytics, 24/7 Wall Street poll, conducted August 9th through 12th, Trump beats all of his leading Democratic challengers. And remember, I don't believe any of these because there's at least 10% of the population that won't ever tell you they support Donald Trump. They'll lie and say, no, I'm on the other side. Or they won't pick up the phone. They don't want to tell a stranger they support Trump. They don't want to be called a racist. So they don't want to say anything. That's the Trump factor. That's why every poll's wrong. But if Trump faced Biden, it's 46 Trump, 45 Biden. 9% unsure. And by the way, the breakdown among young people, 50% support Biden, 38 Trump. Among older people, 65 and older, 56 Trump, 40 Biden. Among independent voters, 44% Trump, 36 Biden. So Trump wins old people, Trump wins middle-aged people, Trump wins independents, and young people vote for Biden. You know why they vote for the Democrat? Because young people don't know crap from shinola. They don't know anything. They've never held a damn job. Or if they have a job, it's the first job of their lives. They still live in mommy's basement. They know nothing about anything. No young person does. That included me when I was that age. Biden does best with millennials age 18 to 29. Wow, what a compliment that is, huh? Young people who are so dumb they don't know anything, like Biden. Trump wins voters older than 50. More specifically, voters 65 plus. Those people with wisdom. Biden wins with women, Trump wins with men. Trump wins bigger with men than Biden wins with women. Where Trump does his damage best with Biden is independents and small city voters and suburban voters. And both candidates are tied, believe it or not, with large city voters. Biden wins African Americans, but only 74 to 21. That would be the best turnout for a Republican in history. And get this, Biden only leads 48 to 46 among Hispanics. And Trump wins against everybody else. Every other Democrat he wins against. And do you know why that is? Because Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib are moving their mouths. Because Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is moving her mouth. And the more they talk, the more we win. Thank God for those two women.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
War now!
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic Representatives Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib are addressing travel restrictions to Israel and Palestinian territories. The two women held a press conference in Minnesota and said that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's policy is suppressing human rights to free speech. Michigan Representative Tlaib was told she could visit her grandmother after being granted a visit on humanitarian grounds if she did not promote a boycott of Israel. New York Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin on Fox News, though, reminds the two ladies.
There was an opportunity for Tlaib and Omar to have gone earlier this month with 70 colleagues, Republicans and Democrats, to listen, learn in good faith. But instead, what we've seen is this bad faith PR attempt.
Attorney General Bill Barr has removed the acting head of the U.S. Prisons Bureau following the death of Jeffrey Epstein in a New York jail. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
and Root, raw and unfiltered. Coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, USA Radio. Newsmax TV coming up in 25 minutes. My Doctor Suggests, sponsor of this segment. If you suffer from gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida, my good friends at My Doctor Suggests have something I know will be right for you. My Doctor Suggests alkaline structured silver products destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming our good bacteria. They've done so many things for me. First of all, I've sucked on their silver lozenges for 3.5 years, never missed a minute on the air. Amazing. Never had a cold in 3.5 years. Amazing. Brain fog. Now that I drink their silver solution, I've done that for about 6 months. Brain fog gone. Never wake up kind of tired and disoriented and slow, foggy. Leaky gut syndrome gone. And then the other day when my dog Bubba jumped up to kiss me, I leaned down and he smashed me in the face and his tooth went through my lip. I probably needed stitches. But instead I thought, you know what, let me see if I can heal it with my Doctor Suggests silver gel. And I put it on like 100 times a day for 5 days and it went away. And you can't see it on TV. It's gone. Amazing. Doctor Suggests, great stuff. Can't buy in the stores. Only way to get it is to call 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, that's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and use the promo code ROOT and you save 20% off their great products. Thank you, My Doctor Suggests, for sponsoring the show. As always, just email me, Wayne Root. If you're in the car driving and you couldn't get that information, just email wayneroot@gmail.com. And I'll be glad to let you know all the contact information for any one of my sponsors, including My Doctor Suggests. We've got our guest, Joel Pollack, senior editor-at-large, Breitbart News, website Breitbart.com, co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, a great guy and a big defender of Israel, and a good friend of the show, Joel Pollack. Joel, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Good. How are you, buddy?
Good. I've spent the whole show kind of pounding on this topic of what terrible people Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib are, because we've never seen anybody quite like this in the history of America, unless they're wearing, you know, KKK outfits, standing there condemning Jews. It's just never happened. Not in my lifetime. I've never seen anything like this. Let me get your comments on it.
Well, here's what it's all about. They represent a movement in world opinion that aims to dismantle the state of Israel, and they mask it with talk about peace and human rights and so forth. The entire press conference today, not once did they condemn Palestinian terror. We heard a lot about Israeli occupation and so forth, and Rashida Tlaib choked up talking about how her mother had to go through checkpoints when she was visiting the West Bank. It doesn't tell you that those checkpoints exist because thousands of Israelis have been killed by Palestinian terrorists who smuggle weapons and explosives. I can understand someone who is Palestinian being frustrated with the situation. I think the proper address for that complaint is the Palestinian leadership. But I can understand somebody being frustrated. But if you complain about it and you don't talk about terrorism and you don't reach out to the concerns of Israelis who just want to live their lives like you and I do, then you're not doing anything to help the cause of peace. Your agenda is actually to, at the very least, protect these terror organizations in their campaign against Israel. And this BDS movement, this boycott, divestment, sanctions movement, does have connections with terrorist groups. That's the movement that Omar and Tlaib are part of, and they were going to go to Israel to further that agenda by denouncing it, by calling for boycott. Now, Israel has a law that you can't do that, and initially the Israeli government was going to let them in anyway because they want to be on good terms with both parties, both Democrats and Republicans. They didn't want to irritate the new House majority, so they said, you know what, we'll let anybody who's a member of Congress in. Then they saw the itinerary and the agenda, and they said, wait a minute, we cannot do this. And instead of reaching out to Israel, to mainstream opposition figures in Israel, making their case to the Israeli people, Omar and Tlaib today stood up at the podium and proved exactly why they should be kept out of that country. They have no empathy whatsoever for the Israelis, left and right, Jew and Arab, who have to live in the shadow of Palestinian terrorism that Omar and Tlaib have nothing to say about.
Yeah, and by the way, you know, I only say this kind of with tongue in cheek, but I kind of mean it, but I kind of can't mean it because I would never bar an American congressman from America, but we kind of should have never let him back in. I mean, they are like representatives of Hamas and Hezbollah in the United States Congress. They're very radical, and Ilhan Omar, you know, it appears, allegedly, has committed immigration fraud. She may very well wind up on the outside looking in, not allowed back in the United States one day, but they really are bad people. I consider them evil. I don't think because you're a Democrat you're evil. I think these two are evil, and so is AOC, and they're very bad for America.
Well, here's the deal with the immigration fraud. I think it's important to be very precise about it. I don't think necessarily that she committed immigration fraud for herself. The allegation is that she may have had a sham marriage with a guy who was her brother, or even if he wasn't her brother, who really wasn't her husband, because she was living with another man who was the father of her children at the time. So whether he's her brother or not, she had this sham marriage, apparently, with this guy, and she was filing joint tax returns with another person. So she's probably committed some sort of violation of the tax code. And then there's this element, we're trying to figure out what their marriage is all about. The guy was a British citizen. He left the country after finishing his degree and has never returned. Now he lives in Kenya. And you have to wonder what that's all about. So she may have committed fraud on his behalf. We have to get to the bottom of that. She probably got into the country under an assumed name. There's a great piece of journalism by Daniel Steinberg at PJ Media about how her last name probably really isn't Omar. She had another last name and was allowed to apply for asylum by the Omar family somewhat fraudulently. Apparently this kind of fraud was rampant at the time until it got cleaned up. But she was 12 at the time or something like that. I mean, she was a minor, so you can't really hold her responsible for that. But the other stuff that she's done as an adult, I think one can hold her responsible for. That's why she was fined by the Minnesota Ethics Commission when they looked into her campaign finances. You know, and she's the one who wants Trump to release his tax returns. She won't release hers. So there's a lot of problems with Ilhan Omar. But look, what you're talking about with this issue of Israel, she promised her constituents when she ran for election, okay, 2018, she promised she would not support this BDS movement. That was an important promise. Why? Because the 5th District of Minnesota not only has a lot of Muslims in it,
has a lot of
but
Jews.
It also, a lot of Jews. It's the second biggest Jewish community in the Midwest outside Chicago.
Wow.
And I know people from that community. And that community right now is beside itself because, you know, a lot of them, like other Jewish voters, tend to vote Democratic, you know, good liberals. And she promised them she was going to be a good liberal who was not opposed to Israel. She said very nice things about how BDS was not good for a two-state solution, was not good for peace, did not promote coexistence. And everybody said, hey, great, you got our vote. As soon as she got elected, she went back on her word and started supporting this radical BDS anti-Israel movement, which for many of the participants is really just about destroying Israel. So she lied to her constituents. That's really the big sin here. I mean, you can put all the immigration stuff on one burner and you talk about what's good or bad for U.S. foreign policy, which really should be our focus here. But when you're an elected member of Congress, if you lie to your constituents, I mean, that's got to have political consequences. So there's a lot of consternation in that district. And she brought up a couple of radical left-wing supporters today. I can assure you that's not how many people in the district feel. A lot of people feel she lied to them, and she's doing it still. She's supporting this crazy anti-Israel movement when she promised not to do it.
Well, my issue is the following, and we're talking to Joel Pollack, who's the senior editor-at-large of Breitbart News. My issue is that they surround themselves, and forget Ilhan Omar for a minute. It seems in many ways Rashida Tlaib and her family are more radical than even Ilhan Omar, if that's possible. They both of them tend to surround themselves with all kinds of organizations and supporters who are supportive of actual terrorism. And that's what scares me, and I don't like the tweets they send out. You know, they shared a cartoon from an anti-Semitic artist who encouraged the killing of U.S. soldiers. Their trip was planned by this group that literally once referred to suicide bombing as a sacrifice for the cause. So that's what I meant by there's never been anybody like this in the U.S. Congress. You could be critical of Israel, and I'm not like, oh my God, you're critical of Israel, I hate you. But if you really, if you think Israel is Palestine, if you plan a trip to Israel, Joel, and you call it Palestine, and I know that Rashida Tlaib when she was running for office, running for Congress, she had a map behind her desk, and it had one of those little note stickums over Israel, and it said Palestine. So if they really believe Israel's Palestine, what does that tell you? They want to drive Jews into the sea, see them all killed, and take away Israel from the Jewish people. That is a very radical, extreme goal that you'd never imagine would be in the U.S. House, right?
Right, and there's something else that I think we've all learned from this episode. You know, she applied to the Israeli Interior Ministry for permission to visit just her grandmother for a humanitarian visa. So after they were denied permission to have their little tour, the Israeli government said, you know what, if you want to visit your grandmother that you talk about all the time, you can apply for a humanitarian visa, and as long as you promise not to advocate a boycott of Israel, which we consider a fundamental security threat to our country, you can come and we'll let you into the airport. You can go visit your grandmother, no problem. So she wrote a letter on a congressional letterhead promising that she would not advocate for a boycott and she just wanted to visit her grandmother. Within hours, the Israeli government said, no problem, you can come in. And then the Palestinian movement got wind of that and they accused her of being a sellout. So she reversed herself and she now says she doesn't want to visit Israel, even though she is going to miss visiting her grandmother, who's now near 90, and she said before it might be the last time she gets to see her. So it's more important to her to hate Israel than to love her grandmother. And that tells you a lot about the problems in the Palestinian movement.
Yeah, well, I've always said Democrats hate Trump more than they love America, and these women, I think, hate Israel more than they love their own grandmother. It's pretty pathetic stuff. Joel Pollack, let me tell you something. Every time I want to know where to stand on the issues, I go to Breitbart.com, and I see the articles and headlines there, and many of them by you, and I know where I stand, and I print them out, and they're the basis of my show, and I really appreciate everything you do at Breitbart.com. You guys are greatest patriots ever. Thank you, Joel.
Thanks so much, Wayne.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strock of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr. just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Alaroot? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em Poker Tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, I'm on the war path. Let's go to war. Phone number 833-WAR-TALK, toll free, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. We'll start taking calls. AmFest 19. AmFest 19 is the most entertaining political event in Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th and 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers, Wayne Allen Root, Donald Trump Jr., Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strzok of the Walkaway Movement, acting legend Robert Davi, and of course yours truly, Wayne Allen Root. I said it twice because I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, a golf tournament, a comedy night, a pool party, a yacht party, a fashion show, a movie screening, a Women for Trump social, and a prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for AmFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Doral Hotel, Trump Doral Hotel, in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com. Register now. I mentioned this on Friday's show. I'm going to mention it again. A shock poll. Only 29% of Americans, according to Rasmussen, believe that Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide. Another 42% think he was murdered to prevent him from testifying against powerful people with whom he associated. And 29% are undecided. But you don't realize the 29% needs to look to be added together with the 42%. That adds up to 71% of Americans aren't sure whether Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide, and they either don't know or not haven't made a determination yet, or they think he was murdered. That's a huge number. The mainstream media just doesn't get it. We're not listening to your BS anymore. And if you're wondering why Trump is in such a, you know, is in a lead against every Democrat, according to the latest Zogby poll, of course, Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar in their press conferences, and AOC, they all have a lot to do with it. But Democrats forced to apologize after a mock assassination of Trump enacted at a fundraiser. Democrats in Illinois have been forced to apologize after photos emerged of attendees at a fundraiser carrying out a mock assassination, simulation of assassination of President Trump. Seen photographed at a fundraiser for Democrat State Senator Martin Sandoval. Can you imagine these people? Can you imagine if I held a fundraiser for Wayne Root for Senate and I had a mock assassination of Barack Obama? Are you freaking kidding me? Senator Sandoval had to take to Twitter and apologize, noting he doesn't condone violence towards the president or anyone else. The Democratic Party of Illinois followed suit, albeit with an embedded dig at the president, insinuating he is guilty of inciting mass shootings. Isn't that ironic? Chicago has a mass shooting every weekend. Black-on-black genocide mass shooting. All in a city run 100% by Democrats, but you're blaming Trump for mass shootings. It's just unbelievable. And if you think that's, like, you know, just a standalone, a one-off. Italian psychologist proposes electric shock treatment to eliminate prejudice. I mean, that's coming to America, trust me. Trust me, New York Times will endorse it. CNN will endorse it. Washington Post will endorse it. LA Times will endorse it. MSNBC and PBS will endorse it. All the evening news shows will endorse it. We have to get inside your head. If you voted for Trump, and if you're going to vote for Trump in 2020, you're clearly a racist. And we need to give you shock treatments, electric shock treatments to get rid of your bias and your prejudices. Or if you just don't like a Democrat, we got to electric shock you. Because that makes you a racist. This Italian psychologist proposed modifying people's unconscious prejudices and stereotypes by subjecting parts of their brain to electric and magnetic impulses. What you're saying is, you don't like the truth. Anything that's the truth is racism to a liberal. And so it's got to be eradicated from your brain. By the way, do you know there's a video out of a Sacramento business owner, she owns a hair salon, who is being forced to relocate out of California due to the Democratic Party. Sacramento, California salon owner Elizabeth Novak took to Twitter to call out Governor Newsom after being broken into and having to clean up human feces and trash every week in front of her hair salon. She packed up her salon, moved out of Sacramento due to the mounting problems from homelessness in the California capital, and told Fox News, "The issue is disheartening. I'm angry about it. I wouldn't be relocating if it wasn't for this issue." She blamed California Governor Gavin Newsom via Twitter, complaining government inaction leaves residents and business owners like her having to clean up after homeless people who sleep on the streets and sidewalks and then defecate in front of her place, right? "When I come to work, I'm never sure what I'm going to walk into. I've been broken into. I've had glass broken. I clean up human excrement off my doorstep every week, cups of urine, things like that. I do have compassion for these people, but, you know, they're sleeping in front of your door. They're leaving trash. They're turning over garbage cans, and I just can't do it anymore." She said the homelessness issue is so bad. "It's as bad as the media is saying it is. A lot of people are saying it's a housing issue. No, it's not. It's a drug issue. I've spoken with law enforcement. They all have the same answers. Their hands are tied. They can't arrest them. A lot of people think arresting them won't do much, but it definitely will," Novak said. And so that's Democrats for you. That's what you get when Democrats are in power. That and, of course, Chicago. Mass shootings every weekend, but they don't report it in the media. Because it's 60 people shooting 60 people instead of one guy shooting 60 people.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.